Welcome into Before We Go, our last look at the bye week and Hurricane Matthew cleanup. And we move forward now to week six against the Chicago Bears. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Let's start on the offensive line, guys. Luke Jokel's done. So there are a few guys that could jump in and fill that spot. Where do they start this week?
Well, it sure sounds like it's going to be Patrick Omame. I said that right. He played well against the Colts. He came in and played the entire second half. They ran well. They pass blocked well. They pass blocked well overall, I thought, this season. It certainly appears that he's going to be the guy if you listen to players talk about it. I think they'll be fine. You're supposed to be able to plug in a guard if your tackles and your center are playing well. I think that's happening, so I think it's fine.
They have a couple guys they can go with. Chris Reed is, you know, the undrafted kid from a year ago from Minnesota State is a guy I know they like a lot. But if you talk to Kelvin Beachum, there was only one guy to put in there because he was such an advocate for Patrick and what he had done. I talked to Greg Olson on the Monday after we got back, and you know, he wasn't tipping his hand either way except to say this is a big, strong guy. He looks like a guard. Broad shoulders, powerful, can drive. Can he pass block? We're going to find out. But the key is, in all those years that you were in Indianapolis, Peyton Manning, they were moving guys all over the line. They were Charlie Johnson starting at left tackle. Who? And Peyton Manning is doing what Peyton Manning does. The offense should be able to function at a level that can create success no matter who's playing left guard. Left tackle? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Left guard, you should be okay.
And Omame's been around a while, too. He's played a lot of games in the National Football
25
League.
25 starts.
Defense now. Telvin Smith playing at a high level on the outside. So is Paul Posluszny in the middle. Miles Jack played pretty well last week at Otto. It sounds like, from Gus Bradley talking, he's going to get more time there.
You didn't even have to listen to Gus on Monday talking. All you had to do was watch Jack on the field. You know, nothing against Scooter, but he's not the athlete that Jack is. And watching him, even when he makes mistakes, he does it looking better. He is a guy with incredible closing speed. I mean, he gets to the sideline so quickly. Just put him on the field. This is always about having your best players on the field. He's clearly one of your three best linebackers, and you can just watch him and go, he may be the best. I mean, at some point in time, he's got that rare skill set.
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, I know Paul Posluszny had to do a lot of this with Miles Jack. Hey, get over here, get over here. You know what? He's capable of doing that. So I think you're going to see that. Pa's trying to help the kid out a little bit. I think the other thing is, when does the situation arise where Miles Jack is in more in passing situations? With the auto, he's off the field in nickel. I think eventually they're going to have to figure out a role to keep him on the field where his real strength is, which is in pass coverage. I think that's the next step. But for right now, he's going to be on the field sometimes. It's probably 50% of the time in the auto.
I'll tell you what. Telvin Smith is playing at an insane level right now. Posluszny's the same solid guy. If Jack can get out there, your linebacking core is really taking a big step forward.
Yeah, we'll see if they can keep it going after the bye week two against Chicago. Now, got to see if number five can keep it up as well, the quarterback. Do you expect him to build on what he did, or are there still a lot of questions around Blake Bortles?
Well, I think he needs to. And what I wonder is the Colts game. He looked very good and very efficient at times. Is that the beginning of what he's going to be, which is a quarterback who makes fewer mistakes, who, if they run well, he can have some big play opportunities? I think that's the building block game is, okay, we rolled him out. We got him in a situation where he could use his athletic ability some and still make the big plays he's capable of. So maybe that's the start of figuring out what this guy and this offense are going to be.
It may be naive to say, but I mean, I expect him to. That's based on, you know, knowing him personally and seeing him get better over the first 2 years and take big steps last year. Part of me says, well, yeah, I've seen it before. Let's see now if he can go out there and do it. My question to you is what you're talking about a game manager?
I think that's, in the context of this season, I think they need to get back to him doing that a little bit because early on, too many turnovers. So you've got to figure out a way to get that out of the system, if you will. I don't think he's a game manager overall for his career.
Right.
But for right now, you can't have seven turnovers in three games. So you need to figure out a way to not have that element in it because clearly seven turnovers in three games, what was the record?
Here's what I want to see. I want to see the ball look like it was thrown by an NFL quarterback every time, right? There were some throws in London that made me go, whoa, where did that come from? Is that, you know, the release point here? Is it? I don't know what it is because I don't know that stuff. I just know that I want to see him throw the ball like he did last year, not like he did the first half of this year.
All right. We'll see what happens this week moving forward. The Chicago Bears await at Soldier Field, and that's it for Before We Go.